Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for Metropolitan Bank Holding Corp, or MCB as you might know it on the ticker. If you're not familiar with this name, let me give you the quick rundown. Metropolitan Bank Holding Corp is a financial institution operating in the banking industry, specifically within the broader financial services sector. Headquartered in the U.S., they've carved out a niche in providing commercial banking services, and with a decent market cap, they're a player to watch in this space. Today, we're diving deep into what makes this company tick, what's holding it back, and where it could be headed for long-term investors like you. So, grab a coffee, let's break this down together, and see if this stock deserves a spot in your portfolio. Before we jump into the meat of the SWOT, let's touch on some recent vibes around Metropolitan Bank. From the news snippets we've got, there's a mix of sentiment, some positive buzz around their strategic moves, but also a few concerns about market conditions impacting smaller banks like this one. Performance-wise, the stock has shown some volatility over the past year, with short-term dips in the last month, but a more stable trend over the longer haul, like the past 5 years. Compared to the broader financial sector, they're holding their own, though not exactly leading the pack. Now, let's unpack the strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats to get a clearer picture of where they stand and what could drive their future. Strengths. First off, let's talk about their financial backbone. Looking at their income statements, revenue has been on a steady climb over recent years, which is a solid sign of operational health. For a bank, consistent revenue growth often means they're expanding their loan book or fee-based services, and that's a big win for long-term stability. Another plus is their profitability metrics. Their gross profit margin and net profit margin are competitive within the industry, showing they're not just bringing in money, but keeping a good chunk of it after expenses. This kind of efficiency can be a buffer against economic headwinds. On the balance sheet side, their cash and equivalents look healthy relative to current liabilities, with a decent current ratio. This liquidity means they're not sweating short-term obligations, which is crucial for a bank in today's rate environment. Lastly, their return on equity is noteworthy. It's not off the charts, but it's solid, indicating they're using shareholder money effectively to generate profits. For you long-term investors, this is a green flag for sustainable growth. Weaknesses. Now, let's not sugarcoat things. One glaring issue is their debt-to-equity ratio, which is on the higher side compared to some peers in the banking space. High leverage in a rising interest rate environment can squeeze margins if they're not careful, and it's something to keep an eye on. Another concern is their short-term performance. Over the past month, the stock has underperformed compared to the broader financial sector. While this isn't a deal-breaker for long-term holders, it does signal some near-term investor hesitation, maybe tied to broader market fears or specific operational hiccups. Also, their dividend yield, while present, isn't exactly a magnet for income-focused investors. If you're looking for juicy payouts to compound over time, this might not be your top pick right now. Lastly, from a valuation standpoint, their price-to-earnings ratio is a bit elevated compared to the industry average. This suggests the market might be pricing in future growth that hasn't fully materialized yet, which could mean downside risk if they don't deliver. Opportunities. All right, let's shift gears to what propel Metropolitan Bank forward. One big opportunity is the potential for expansion in their core markets. Their geographic revenue segments show a strong reliance on specific regions, and if they can diversify or deepen penetration in high-growth areas, that could be a game-changer. Another tailwind is the industry trend toward digital banking. If they lean into tech investments, think better online platforms or fintech partnerships, they could capture a younger, tech-savvy customer base. While their CapEx on property and equipment hasn't been massive, a pivot toward digital could boost operating cash flow down the line. Looking at forward PE ratios, analysts seem optimistic about future earnings growth, with the average forward PE suggesting the stock might be undervalued relative to next year's potential. For you value hunters, this could signal a buying window if the company executes well. Finally, with interest rates still a hot topic, Banks like this one could benefit from wider net interest margins if they manage their loan portfolios smartly. It's not guaranteed, but it's a macro trend worth watching. Threats. On the flip side, there are some real risks to chew on. First, the broader financial sector is facing headwinds from economic uncertainty. If we slide into a recession, loan defaults could spike, and smaller banks like Metropolitan might feel the pinch more than the big players. Regulatory pressure is another dark cloud. The banking industry is always under scrutiny, and any new compliance costs or restrictions could eat into their margins. News snippets have hinted at broader concerns around regulation in the sector, and that's something to monitor. Competition is fierce, too. Bigger banks and fintech disruptors are vying for the same customers, and if Metropolitan doesn't innovate fast enough, they risk losing market share. Their industry performance metrics show they're not always keeping pace with sector growth rates, which is a red flag. Lastly, their beta indicates the stock is somewhat sensitive to market swings. For long-term investors, this isn't a deal-breaker, but it does mean you might see more volatility in your portfolio during turbulent times. As we wrap up this deep dive, let's zoom out and think about what all this means for you as a long-term investor. Metropolitan Bank Holding Corp has a lot going for it: steady revenue growth, decent profitability, and some intriguing opportunities to capitalize on industry trends like digital banking. But the risks are real, from high debt levels to competitive and economic pressures. My take? This isn't a slam dunk, but it's not a pass either. If you believe in their ability to manage debt and innovate, there's potential for solid returns over the next 5 to 10 years. But you'll want to watch those quarterly earnings calls closely, especially the upcoming one in 2025, for clues on how they're tackling these challenges. The summary from their latest call didn't provide much to go on, so we're hungry for more insight. Thanks for sticking with me through this analysis. If you found this breakdown helpful, make sure to stay tuned to MarketSnap for daily stock market summaries and in-depth stock analyses like this one. We've got you covered in video, audio, and article formats, plus a bullet point SWOT on our platform for quick reference. Drop your thoughts in the comments. Do you see Metropolitan Bank as a buy, hold, or sell for the long haul? Let's keep the conversation going, and I'll catch you in the next one.